My wife keeps on nagging me, what are you going to do with all of them? But, I don't know. I like them. As a matter of fact, there's another antique radio show coming up in Kutztown down in September. And I don't know if I'll buy anything, but I'll probably get down there just for a weekend away.
Yeah, you weren't at the antique radio get-together last week, were you?
I'll tell you, I always forget about them. I know it's the first Sunday of every month, and then usually by 11 o'clock it dawns on me there was a meet this morning, and by then everybody's usually bailed out and left.
Yeah, that's right. You got to get there early. They had a couple of interesting antique sets. I'm not into the antique sets. You know, that's I'm more into the stuff from, let's say, the 50s on up. Well, some of the earlier ham receivers, but not really the real early ones. As far as that goes. And, yeah, matter of fact, I picked up an HQ-170C, and they had an SX-28 there, but I didn't even want to get involved with that thing. That, those things are such a headache to work on, and you could never get them up to specs.
Excuse me, most of the SX-28 restorations are a major job. Plus, the receiver weighs quite a bit, so that's a big undertaking. I could get one maybe at a decent price, I would consider doing it, but last time we went down to the show, which I guess was a year ago, September, we picked up an S20R, which is a small little receiver, you know, we restore that and use that for, listening to the broadcast band and some shortwave listening. Unfortunately, more and more of the countries are bailing out of shortwave radio altogether, so there's less and less to listen to.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny when you said S20R. That was the only commercial radio I ever got as a kid. Everything else I built myself or used surplus or command receivers. I picked that up at Los Angeles, Chinatown. It was sitting in a shop on a shelf in a curio shop. And I happened to ask what they wanted for it. And the woman says, come back another time. My husband isn't here. I came back. I wound up buying the thing. And that was one of my primary receivers, put together with a Harvey Wells Bandmaster at that time, that I used with a converter on 6 meters.
Yeah, well, I guess that was the basic design for all of the following Hallicrafters receivers of that level, the S40, the SX99, you know, they all basically were the same receiver, just in different cabinets, and change the tube line up a little bit as the tube of the day became available, but not a bad little receiver. A little bit dead on band floor like most of them are, but since I don't use it for anything in particular, I'm not going to go out of my way to try to make it more sensitive by putting in some of the mods that you see in different books, you know, 717A tubes or whatever, so it's good. I got it for $15 and didn't take that much time to restore or get working, so it was a nice little project.
As a matter of fact, I built a crystal control, a crystal calibrator for it. I used that as a tunable IF. I even know I worked the HF frequencies with it also, but I used it mainly as a tunable IF for 6 meters, which many years ago, when the band did open, it was fun to work across the country. It brings back a lot of memories, that receiver. Very textbook, no crystal filter, single-ended audio output, one stage of RF. And the problem with those things, you can't really get them to be that hot on the higher bands, just like the SX-28 and a lot of the others, they use compression trimmers. The compression trimmers, over time, lose their Q. And when you lose the Q on those things, you could not get the sensitivity on the tune circuits where you get enough gain in the amplifying circuits.
Well, that's probably part of it. Another thing I've read, and I think if I remember it's true, is they don't have two padders on the upper band. They just basically tweak it at one spot, so it's very difficult to get it to track across the band. So you can tweak it so it has a little bit of sensitivity at one end, and then you lose it at the other. So, you know, a lot of different things that can be done, but as I said, it's not worth the effort. But it's fun. And I like this old radio equipment, whether it's ham radio equipment or the old broadcast radios. But we'll get down there, as they say, next month and take a look around. Who knows? Last time we were down there, my wife saw a Atwater Kent the cable, restore the radio, and that's a favorite thing right now in the living room.
Well, that sounds nice. That sounds nice. You've got her something she liked. Now, the earlier sets mainly had patterns, not tremors, on certain parts of the bands. Then later on, they will put in with select tube coils on the low ends and patterns on the high ends. And you can work it back and forth to at least maintain tracking across the bands. Listen, let me let you go. I'm just pulling in here. I'm going to grab something. And good talking to you. And when you mention these old radios, they really ring a bell. But the ones, you know, well, the Hamelins, the Heathkits, and all those, the biggest problem they had, until they went to crystal control on the first conversion, nothing was really stable. Talk to you later. K6DBZ, clear.
Oh, very good, Hal. Yeah, I had an HQ-170 that I got back in the 60s, and I eventually had to get rid of it because it drifted all over the band. Take care. We'll catch you. WA2AAE Mobile will be listening.
K6DBZ, KC2UJL. Good morning, Hal. Before you go.
KA2NCD listening.
K2USCA? I think I heard that. I was listening to Hal there for a while about radios, and my name is Tony, KC2UJL, over here in Canarsie, Brooklyn.
Hold on 1 second, be right with you. Call us KA2NCD.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, we're back, Tony. This is KA21CD. The handle here is Vinny.
QQXI.
Where's your office? I'm in Massapequa.
Long Island City. I'm just heading down to BQE, going over Northern Boulevard at the moment.
Monday at the office today, or usual Monday morning catch up after the weekend?
There is no usual. I got a bunch of stuff I've got to finish up from last week. If it arrives, UPS, I had to put together like 7 or 8 heaters, and two of them, the last two are VHF, the others were UHF, so I had those in. I had those in the shop, and the other ones I had a special order.
M world or the commercial world?
Say that again?
It'd be the ham world or the commercial world?
It's the commercial world.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we got away for the weekend and coming back to Monday morning, and my daughter had a camp show Friday, but I got canceled in the rain. I had Friday off, so now I have to go to work, and they might redo the show this morning, so I'm going to miss it. But I think they left a video for my wife, so she can use it, take a video camera of it.
Yeah, I love these people who just cut onto the entrance ramp to go around you on the right.
The comedians used to have a routine where he said everybody gets a dart gun with the rubber tip darts, suction cups, and somebody does something stupid and funny and you just hit him with a dart, and all the police have to do is pull somebody 5 or more darts and give him a ticket for being an idiot.
I like it. Oh, look at this. The New York Medical Examiner is getting high class. They're driving a Toyota Highlander.
American.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I'll tell you, they're making progress on the Trade Center.
Yeah, we came over Verrazano last night and were able to see Tower 1, Tower 2, and saw the Statue of Liberty. Beautiful day to come over the bridge. You know, and unfortunately we had time to look around.
Yeah, well, this one's only getting one major tower. The other buildings are smaller, probably about 70 stories. This one's going to be, well, I don't know, 100 and something. I just don't know how many.
So the taller one is, I think, somewhere like 114. And then, yeah, I didn't realize the other one wasn't going that tall, but it looks pretty tall. But as you say, it might be 70 stories less or so.
No, no, it's not 70 stories less. It's, let's see, I can't remember what number that was, the one on the north side. That's been done. The one on the east side of it is the one that's still under construction. That's probably going to stop at about 70 stories. It'll be the second largest building downtown.
Right on red here. Just noticed that the red. Oh well, the other direction. So you're making the trip into the city there for today. So you got the office and you got I guess you call it bench work, putting things together.
Actually, I'm going to duck out of here right now since I'm getting off at the exit and I've only got about, 2 or 3 blocks to go. And that way I don't have to just, you know, drop the microphone and say goodbye. Anyway. I will see you later, or at least talk to you later. You got something wrong with that antenna, because you're noisy again, and you really shouldn't be. WB2CSE.
73, Steve. KB2DPD. I heard you on the radio yesterday, but I thought I would make your day a little bit brighter, if I didn't say anything to you. But since it's Monday, I thought I'd ruin it.
Gee, thanks, Jerry. How generous of you.
Hey, hey. What a friend's for, Steve.
I'll have to remember to reciprocate. Anyway, I'm almost at the office. I'll see you later. WB2ZSC.
I'm out of here. 73, KB2DPD clear.
Thanks, gentlemen. Just I go clear.
Bob, you got a problem with your radio or antenna. 73, KB2DPD.
Jeez, Jerry, thanks for the update. I'm checking out. I got a new antenna. I gotta check it out.
K6 Delta Papa Zulu. K6 DPC Mobile listening. Anybody around?
Good morning, Al. It's Jay, KC2YSK. How are you today?
KC2YSK, K6 DPC. Good morning, Jay. I just got a rag, got some breakfast, going back towards the home QTH. How's about you? KC2YSK, K6 Delta Papa Zulu.
Hey, I just headed into work, a little later than usual, but it is a real nice day out, so that's good. So, hope you have a good weekend.
Turn the power up. I don't know where you're at, but you're breaking up pretty bad. I got about 30%. Go ahead, over.
If I have it, not on high, but there's some filling on the expressway. There's usually a little interference.
Oh, you do have it on high? Jay, you are on high. Go ahead.
Forget about it. KB2DPD, very difficult to understand what you're saying.
Hey, I got you. Jerry, can you call me on a set? I'd like to talk to you about something.
73.
This is Jay. Can you hear me any better now?
Jay. Jay, your signal's bad at WA2NLL.
Come back again, Rich.
Your signal is better.
Thank you. My ears may not be, though, now. All right, thanks. I'm not sure why. I got to check my antenna connections later. KC2YSK, I'll be clear.
Okie doke, Jay. You have a good day. WA2NLL.
Net tonight at 8:30. W2VL repeater system.
Net.